Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with the great Cindy DeFerdinand.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
All right.
We have another Tuesday, another fabulous guest today. We're going to shortly, she'll be joining us, Jackie Turry from Chantilly, Virginia. It's not a lovely name for a city, huh? And she is the owner of Artful Awakening. She's an artist and a creative coach. And I can't wait to have her share with us her journey and what led her to coaching and how she combines her work as an artist and into her coaching practice.
Wow.
I'm excited.
I know. You know, this is just such a treat and a pleasure because I can't even draw stick figures. And every
Bruce. Something we have in common. Another thing, right? I cannot draw a stick figure either. So Jackie is totally impressive to me because I look at her art and I go, oh my God, how does she do this, right?
It's fabulous.
Is that you, Jackie?
Yeah,
Jackie. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And this is Bruce Cameron. We were just talking about something else we both have in common. We can't draw stick figures even. So we're just thrilled to have an artist, creative coach on today to share with us how you developed all this. Right? Awesome. And your art is beautiful. I was taking a preview of all of it. And oh my gosh, there's so much of it I just really, really loved. I love the colorful the way you paint, and you in person is very colorful too. So we're very happy to have you on the show. And maybe we can get started by maybe give us a little bit of your background, you know, of what led you to where you are today.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. I'm very
so
excited
welcome.
To be here. And obviously, you know, I don't know if you already told your guests, but I met you through my life coach certification training. And Cindy was an awesome, awesome instructor.
Thank you, Jackie.
Sure. So I decided that I wanted to add life coaching to my offering. I was trained as a social worker. I have a master's in clinical social worker, and I worked as a social worker for many years. I stayed home with my children for several years. I worked in the school system for several years, but around age 40, I went through some big changes and what I called my artful awakening or my midlife metamorphosis, where it was just a
I love that, how you describe that.
Metamorphosis.
Isn't even the way she describes that artful? I mean, you know what I mean?
I am taking that to the bank. That's awesome.
Let's hear you say that again, Jackie. By the way, she is the founder of Artful Awakening, which I'm going to reiterate that, and a creative coach. So say that to us one more time, because I like to digest that again. At 40...
So I was approaching 40, and I went through what I call my midlife metamorphosis or my artful awakening.
I love that.
So basically what that meant to me was, even though I was happy overall and I had, you know, all my ducks in a row and was living what I thought was a healthy, happy life, I still felt like there was more that I wanted to do or feel or experience, that maybe I was holding myself back a little. So at that point, I decided no more holding back. We were going for anything and everything. So my friends and I made a list of 40 things we wanted to do at 40.
That's
I
so
don't
cool.
recommend doing them all in one year like I did. but one of the things that was not on my list was breaking my leg. And that's how I first came across the concept of life coaching. I was recovering from a severely broken leg on the couch, but instead of you know, getting angry or resentful about that. I just took that as time and opportunity to heal and to nurture myself, go within myself. And I happened to be watching a TV show and they were talking about life coaching and the light bulb went off. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds like me. That sounds like what I do in just my everyday life. Maybe I should look into that.
Nice.
And I did look into it at the time and I did take just like a one-time coaching class, but then I decided to just go where I was at that point. And I already had my master's in social work. I already had like this curriculum in my mind of what I wanted to do. So I just created this group called Mother Nurture from there based on the things that I was learning and discovering during my midlife metamorphosis on how to take better care of myself. And this was before that whole self-care stuff was out there. So it was basically at the beginning of the whole self-care movement. And I was teaching these classes to women called Mother Nurture, where I was, you know, sharing with them what I was learning as far as the need to take better care of ourselves so that we can continue to nurture others.
That's fabulous.
Then the number one thing on my list during that whole 40 episode was to take a painting class, because I always loved art. I had done some art in high school, some art in college. I was always very crafty, but I had never taken an oil painting class. So I signed up for a local oil painting class and soon discovered that I was not like anybody else in the class. They were all doing these wonderful, beautiful, real-life paintings, like taken from photos, and they'd look at the photo and they'd do these realistic paintings. And I was doing these crazy, colorful, off-the-wall, whimsical paintings that had nothing to do with real pictures. They were just coming out of my mind. So the teacher liked that, and she encouraged me, and I signed up for some art shows and had a few art shows and started selling my work and switched over to acrylic painting, which took a lot less time to dry and had more of the colorful, you know, colors that I like to use. And then I started combining my painting and my love of getting my hands dirty and playing with the paint with my lessons that I had learned and was teaching with Mother Nurture to come up with Artful Awakenings, which is the business that I've been running for the last 5 years or so.
That's so nice. Now the Mother Nurturing classes, tell us a little bit about what that involved and then how you were able to combine your creativity as an artist. But let's start with the classes.
So for the Mother Nurture classes, it was like 6-week sessions of, I called it personal growth coaching. Mm. So I was working on helping women to reclaim themselves and to nurture themselves and basically nurture their mind, body, and spirit. So 1 week it would be focused on the body, another week it would be focused on the mind, another week it would be focused on the spirit, and then we'd kind of redo the cycle.
Nice.
And I did have one of the weeks in there was creativity based. And then once that session was over, if the women wanted to continue, we would continue or do another round. But then with Artful Awakenings, I started getting more and more and more into the art and filling up my house and any place I could with paintings. So I started teaching art classes, but bringing in those little life lessons, self-care lessons, self-nurturing lessons. So each month I would have a different theme, and we would use that theme as a jumping off point for our paintings. And the women seemed to like that a lot, and you know, we're oohing and aahing of, oh, this is like a mini retreat. I look forward to this each month. This is so different. This is so wonderful. So I loved doing that the last, like I said, 5 years or so. Another dream of mine had been to create a retreat that also combined, I got back into yoga during this midlife metamorphosis also. So I wanted to combine all of my favorite things into one awesome weekend. So I created the Artful Awakenings Retreats, where we combined yoga, self-care, delicious healthy foods, and art all at the ocean, which is my favorite place to be in the world. And so I've also been doing that for the last 5 years. And now I'm going to try to weave in coaching into all of this and offer coaching, you know, individually and in a group setting, either within this artwork frame and probably in addition, like separately. So do some of the traditional 1 hour coaching, either on the phone or in person, but then also offer packages where you can come paint with me and we can work on whatever it is you're struggling with on the canvas, and then you can translate that to off the canvas as well, but using creativity as a tool.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Thanks. I like the whole thing. It's like you said, you're combining a lot of things in a weekend retreat. You know, and that's something that you could do. You could start it as that kind of weekend intensive and then morph that into some ongoing coaching arrangements, you know, post, you know, post-retreat. Yeah, that's an awesome
thing.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
As a matter of fact, I am going to Quintana Roo, which is the state where Cancun is at.
Uh-huh.
I am going to be an advisor for an 8-bed women's program, and more of a, you know, rehabilitation and treatment program, dual diagnosis program. But I could see your services really being an interesting adjunct or possibly part of it, you know what I mean? Of something like that. So I like the self-nurturing. I like the other things. And I worked 6 years as a therapist in a women's facility, all women, all the time, for 6 years. So it's really interesting to, you know, like you said, you've keyed into some of these core issues, not necessarily core struggles. So that is awesome. I really like your thinking. And it sounds like your broken leg or something. your time to reflect really. You really honed in some wonderful things there.
Well, thank you. And yeah, definitely keep me in mind, or if you have any opportunities like that, let me know, because I do think, you know, this type of course could work well with all different groups of women. And I do really feel like creativity can be used for healing and transformation. I certainly use it for my own healing and transformation. And, you know, if I find that I'm in a bad mood or struggling with something, I come down to the studio and, you know, paint. And by the end of my painting session, a lot of times I have clarity. I have renewed energy. I just feel better in general. And I like to share that with as many people as possible.
Right. You know, it's people like myself. I don't want to speak for Cindy, but I think that we kind of need that the most. You know, we are the people that, well, I'll speak for me. I'm the guy who can't draw the stick figure barely, you know, and that's, hey, and you never know, right? I mean, that's not because I have some sort of motor skill issue. There could be some other things, right? Blocking me or whatever, that I can't somehow make that transition on to the medium of a canvas or charcoal pencil or paper or whatever. So I've kind of thought myself, you know, because I work along, I'm a licensed counselor and psychotherapist and those things. So I work alongside a lot of sand tray therapy people. I shared an office with somebody who did that. And you know, some of the more art therapy folks. And I thought, you know, one of these days I'm going to, you know, do something like that just to see
try that. And Cindy, you should too, because I get told all the time, oh, I don't have a creative bone in my body, or I've never picked up a paintbrush. But that's the thing with I do a lot of expressive painting and intuitive painting, So you don't really need to be an expert drawer. I mean, you don't have to be able to even draw a stick figure to do that. You just have to be able to be willing to play with paint.
And kind of see what happens, you know?
Yeah, it's such a cool process to just let it unfold. And then you build up layers. Plus, paint is so forgiving. If you don't like it, you just paint over it. And that's another thing I like to do with my paintings. I build up layers of paint, paper, and possibility, I call it.
That's
because
awesome.
We're adding a layer of paint, a layer of paper, and then we're seeing what all the possibilities are. And sometimes I put intentions into those paintings as well, where whether it's a written intention or whether it's a collaged intention, and then we add another layer of paint, paper, and see what those possibilities are. But it really does open up a whole world for you. And I feel like, again, anybody can be creative. I think it's, you know, wired into us as humans. I think it just gets buried or dismissed or not used for so long that people need a little help tapping back into that.
Well, that's a good point. Cindy, are you still there? So I think she dropped out. So, because we have technical difficulties from time to time. That's just how it is in today's world. Well, let's kind of go, I want to go a little bit into that further. I think this is a good dynamic here because I am the kind of knuckle dragger and, you know, holding the pencil or the paintbrush like a hammer and those things. When somebody starts that pencil, paper possibilities or whatever, I mean, you just kind of go with what they're just kind of doing naturally. And I'm always thinking about the form, you know, what is this going to turn into? And it's almost like I don't get anxious, but you see what I mean? Like, is it just really spontaneous? I mean, you just let the people kind of go and kind of work me through that, you know?
Two different frameworks that I usually use when teaching a class. One is more free form and intuitive, and that can get, you know, a little scary for some people or anxious when you are just doing the free form intuitive where you go in with a total blank canvas. You have no idea what's going to come out. You have no pre-planned conception of what your painting is going to be. You just go in there and you go for it. That can be intimidating and scary for people. But again, like I walk people through that stage and through that, and I encourage them. And that's, I think, part of coaching in general is you're helping your clients push past their obstacles, push past their comfort zone, and like experience something that's new and exciting for them that empowers them. And I think painting this way can do that.
I think that's great. If you can, talk a little bit about the self-nurturing piece that you do with your offerings. Yeah. Okay. What does that look like?
So for the self-nurturing pieces, a lot of times I start my workshops with a guided meditation to kind of relax and soothe everyone, get them into the right mindset, have them leave all their worries and distractions at the door and just kind of get into the safe comfort zone so that they can fully relax, enjoy themselves and create. And that in itself is nurturing to them. But then they're also learning how to use guided meditation as a self-soothing, self-nurturing practice. And then usually I launch into a short lesson on some type of personal growth theme. Like it could be in one of my workshops that was free as a feather, and we were talking about letting go and what it would look like to lighten the load or let go of things that were no longer serving you so you could float more freely. Or another one of my workshops is Dream Big, where we're working on vision boards. Can you hear me, Cindy?
I can hear you. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yeah, we're good. You're
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm on again. Great.
So anyway, it's just one of the other workshops that I teach. And then again, all of these workshops are developed you know, specifically for the women I'm working with. But another one was called Fill Your Cup, where we worked on introducing the theme of the whole nurturing background in general, where you need to continually fill your own cup so that you can continue to nurture others, which I think women in general often have that difficulty, but also coaches, counselors, healers, healthcare providers may also have that issue because we're continually reaching out and helping others. But sometimes we have to remember to take time for ourselves and fill our own cups.
Right. The givers, I call them the givers. Yeah.
Right.
They get depleted.
So we would talk about different ways to do that. And then we'd express those in our paintings. And we'd each design a cup that had, like I said, a lot of times I have people include their intentions or their desires in their paintings, whether that's through writing their own wishes and desires with paint or with pencils or markers, or whether it's sometimes I call them artful affirmations, or whether it's using collage materials and inserting those messages into the paintings so that when they leave, they not only have the experience that they've just gone through of really coming outside of their comfort zones, pushing their limits, creating something personal and meaningful for them, but then they have that reminder of their intentions and what they're working towards so that they can more easily manifest that once they're away from my class.
That's really terrific. I really like that backup.
So they have affirmations. I love that.
Really good. Well, and something to remind you, I think it's so important because, you know, like you were talking about, women tend to be nurturers and givers, and you get so busy taking care of everybody else that sometimes you do lose sight of your own purpose and intention. So I think that is really a great way to remember, right? To make some art and then put it up and remember it. So it sounds like anybody can do this, Jackie. That's the way you're
anybody
making it sound.
Can. It is.
I love that.
I couldn't do this. There's no way in hell
you could do it. You could do it.
There's no way.
Yeah, they haven't ever painted before, and they come, and the way I do it, it's foolproof. I mean, I guide you step by step. Anybody can do it. Everybody's turns out completely different. Like, I give the same instructions. I give the same little prompts and intentions, but then that's what I love about it is everybody's is so unique and meaningful to them specifically. So it is very powerful.
Well, you make me think that anybody can do it, that even Bruce and I can do it. So I love that about you, Jackie. You're very believable. It's like you could, and you're very articulate. So I think that the intention and the way you describe it makes me feel like, yeah, I could do this, you know?
You could.
Exactly.
You try it.
You're comfortably setting out of your comfort zone. Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us, Jackie, tell us some of the experiences that some of your students, your coachees, if you will, your clients, some of their awakening, some of the things that you've experienced with them.
Well, one of my clients was a professional artist, and I was a little scared and intimidated to have her come to my retreat because most of the people that came to my first retreat were novice artists, and also it was so interesting to find out that the first retreat I held, this, you know, I did not advertise like two social work groups or two counselors or I just advertised in general in a small way, mostly to friends and family and like my Facebook people and my yoga instructor and stuff like that. But what came out was almost everybody there had some type of a social work or caregiving connection.
Interesting.
So that was really interesting. And we had talked about, again, like the importance of, you know, caring and nurturing the caregivers because they always give so much. But anyway, I was very nervous about this one professional artist who was joining us because I thought, what in the heck can I teach her? Like, I started painting, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. She's been painting her whole life and went to school for that and does it as her profession. But what I apparently taught her to do was to take things less seriously. Like, she was very, structured.
Regimented, yeah.
Right. And so this was a different way of painting for her, where she was, letting her guard down a little. She was breaking the rules, which I encourage with my clients and with even my kids and in life in general. I don't really like rules. So I encourage people to sometimes break the rules or make their own rules and to think creatively, think outside the box. Just because somebody says this is the path X, Y, Z, well, no, there's, plenty of other letters and options to take too. You don't have to take that path. So this lady loved the retreat, loved the classes. She came to another retreat, has come to my art workshops, but she just felt like it lightened her overall. I think she said something about she learned to dance in the light and set herself free. And then she was also not an ocean lover, which I find hard to believe because, I can't believe anybody could not be an ocean lover. But she was not an ocean lover. But I made her into an ocean lover.
That's terrific. That's terrific. I saw some of those pictures. They look so fun. I wanted to transplant myself there. And when you were talking about being a little intimidated because here was this artist who had, had been an artist her entire life and maybe wouldn't measure up, I was sort of thinking in terms of coaching, like even with business coaching or say executive coaching, you don't have to understand necessarily somebody's expertise and be as knowledgeable in their business or their role in a corporation. It's really about coaching them. It's like showing up, and doing your thing and being fully present with them. So that's what I was thinking as an analogy when you were saying that, that she had such a great experience because of the way you did it, the way you instructed, the way you took her down the journey, and she became lighter about her art. I love that story. Anybody else that comes to mind that was really had aha moments through working with you?
Well, some people have had transformations as far as like, new jobs or new homes or new relationships, stuff like that. Another one that comes to mind is somebody who, she didn't think she was creative at all because she had, thought that creativity was, okay, you're either creative or you're not.
Kind of a God-given talent. You have it or you
right.
don't. Yeah.
And so now she's like some creativity queen. She's like doing this craft and that craft, and she has her own sewing room now. And she said she attributes me with turning her on to that because now she feels like she didn't fully embrace sewing, even though she had loved that because she felt like she had to follow the rules and like do it a certain way. And now with my classes, she feels like she can be an intuitive sewer and sew her own way and do it her own way. And now she gets excited and creates these fabulous bags and pillows and projects because that door's been opened to her now through my classes.
I love that. I love that. Doesn't that make you feel good when you open up that whole creative life for somebody?
Yes, it does. So mostly I've worked with women, adults. I have done a couple workshops with teens and also with girls, and I wouldn't mind continuing that too because I do feel like, the whole girl empowerment, and I feel like you could really build confidence and creativity through these type of art workshops.
Nice.
And I have two daughters, so.
Yeah, and I have three myself, so that full expression. It's interesting as your experience in working with women as the years have gone by, more and more women became full-time workers, breadwinners in their home. Do you find women talking about how that time for creativity, the artsy, craftsy side of women that was an outlet, the sewing, the making, that they have less and less time of that,
I do. And I've had both women that work outside of the home come to my retreats and my classes, and I've had women that are stay-at-home moms come to my retreats and my art workshops. And both really find these offerings to be valuable and unique, and they come to crave that time because they aren't, whether they're busy in the home or they're busy at work outside of the home, they aren't finding the time to carve out to be creative or to be in connection with other women in that way. Like, you know, in the olden days, there'd be quilting bees or sewing bees.
Right.
And so
it was a bonding experience.
Right. And so this is providing like a sacred space for them, not only for them to connect with their creativity and with their own inner truth and wisdom, but to connect with other women that are on the same page.
Using it as their expression. Right. I love
right.
that. And, you know, people do create in different ways, right? So as a, you know, as an artist and a creative coach, there are creative coaches that work in different arenas, right? Maybe a little bit different style than yours as an artist. So, but the creativity
oh, yeah.
side of it, I find really interesting is to tap into, we're all creative and it's just tapping into what makes our heart sing and where do we lose ourselves? Like I'm in the food thing, the food, you know, I can start cooking and boom, I'm in another zone. And for some people it's painting, for some people it's music, you know, athletic.
I mean, yeah.
For me?
Or gardening.
Gardening.
Yeah, there's so many different creative pursuits. But you called it. I mean, it's just, there's so many different ways to be creative. You just need to tap into what excites you. Obviously, what excites me is painting. So I share that with others. But like I said, when I'm teaching you to paint in my own unique creative way, you're then taking that and extending it to your own individual life and, you know, finding your passions, but now you have this door open to you. So it's easier for you to express yourself creatively or think creatively. So even, you know, if I'm teaching this class and you go back to your job, you're no longer thinking in that linear fashion. You're thinking in a whole different way.
Interesting. So tell us a little bit more about that, that how that just jumping into the creative cycle for yourself can change thinking, on how you go to work or how you play?
For me, I find creativity is like exercise for my soul. So, yeah, I may go do yoga or go for a walk to exercise my body, but I use creativity to exercise my soul. And I feel like you do need to do that on a regular basis so that it comes more easily and more naturally. So when you are taking my classes or going to my retreats, I feel like you are exercising your soul on a regular basis. You are tapping into your spirit, into your source, into your inner strength. You are building up confidence and creativity so that in your life feelings, whether it's with your family or with your job, with your spouse, with your friends, you're just thinking differently. Like it's training your brain to think on a whole different level and think outside the box.
Right. Then structured, like go to work, come home, take care of, you know, the house, the kids, it's that a different way to express yourself and a different channel to kind of dial into. I like that language. So when you started doing your original classes, you were already an artist at that time. You had already started developing your artwork, correct?
Which one, the mother nurture or the art book?
The mother nurture. That was your original.
The mother nurture one, I had just started painting, so I did not feel comfortable calling myself an artist at that point. I felt comfortable calling myself a creative. I did, like I said, incorporate art and creativity into some of the sessions. But I did not call myself an artist till probably a few years later when the art train left the station and there was no turning back. Like,
that's great. When it was like on, and I've looked at your work, so it's so beautiful. I mean, the colors, and I love the turtles. I could go on, you know, there's just some really, really, and it's very whimsical. You said that earlier in the show, that whimsical, and that would have been the way I would have described fairy-like and whimsical, and definitely a lot of beachy colors, right? You love the ocean and the beach.
Yeah, Yes. So the beach has always been a source of inspiration and joy and healing for me. And like, that's the place where I feel like I'm most at home and most alive and most happy. So yeah, you'll see the beach or beach colors or beach vibes in lots of my paintings.
Yeah. And your favorite beach? Do you have a favorite beach, place you love to go?
Well, I have family that lives in the Outer Banks, which is in North Carolina. So I've been going there since I was a child. So that's probably my favorite beach. But I love most beaches in general, and I've been to I need to check out some California beaches because I was born.
Yes, you do.
I was born in California, but I didn't live there long enough to enjoy it. But I love, you know, all kinds of beaches, New England beaches. I love Aruba beaches. I love, you know, Virgin Island beaches, Cancun beaches. Any beach is a good beach for me.
How about you, Bruce?
As long as there's sea, sun, and sand.
What's your favorite beach, Bruce?
Well, you know, I kind of like some of the beaches in South Carolina and Florida, but you know what? I had 3 weeks ago I was in
Malibu?
No, I was at the Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, Santa Monica, yeah, that's nice.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the beach was okay, and I actually videoed it. So, and then this next week I'll be in Quintana Roo near Puerto Morelos. It'll be waterfront down there where the water's very still because it's near the center of the earth. So,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I love the beach. Good. Yeah, I agree with you, Jackie. I it's interesting you had that artist who wasn't a beach person. Now, I know people gravitate where they resonate with, where their soul resonates. And I love that you speak about creativity, you know, sparking and opening up the soul. And I think, you know, we all resonate with different areas. Some people like the beach or the desert or the mountain and where they connect with the, you know, their spirit and the outdoors. I think that's a really great place for creativity to be sparked. So, I love your beach theme and your paintings. And I'm a beach person too. I live near the beach, and it's a lovely environment, right? Although I don't do it, I don't go do art there. So I'm intrigued. I have friends who are artists, and I'm kind of in Bruce's camp. And I love that you open people up to their creativity, even if they don't have experience in art.
Yes. Well, thank you. And I would be happy to paint with you and Bruce anytime.
I love that. I love that. So tell us where you're going from here. So what are some of your plans moving forward now that you have been certified as a coach and I know you're doing the retreats and where's your heart taking you from here in your work?
So this summer I am working on adding the coaching sessions into my offering. So I'm still offering my expressive art workshops. I'm still planning on offering my creative holistic retreats. But in addition to that, I'm planning on adding some coaching sessions, like I said, either on the phone or in person, some like one-on-one work. Possibly some group coaching sessions. And then I'm also very interested in adding, usually when I work with people with this whole painting thing, I'm doing it in group setting, but I'm interested in adding some one-on-one sessions, like I said, where I work one-on-one with you on the canvas, but we're coaching on the canvas.
So I love that.
You bring me whatever it is you're dealing with or whatever it is you're trying to move forward with, and we paint and we talk and we process all together. So I'm very interested in opening up that new offering.
That's really interesting. And I heard you mention that earlier, like working your stuff out on the canvas. So coaching and work, doing the work on the canvas can, it's kind of like a twofold thing. It's the talking and the painting, right? So one-on-one and also in groups. So doing a combination of, I think I heard you say, where you will offer the one-on-one art coaching and group as well, where people are working together. Okay, cool.
Right.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fertile ground, right? For some new expression of coaching. I love that. And, you know, Bruce and I started this show just to really try to get out there and let, we just felt like a lot of people didn't understand what coaching was and what coaching wasn't, you know, and also the diversity of coaching, how everybody gets out there and expresses coaching in maybe a different, unique way to different groups of people and solving different problems. And so your ability as an artist and, you know, with a background in social work and, you know, as a mother and a woman and combining the artist in you with the creative process and coaching, it just feels really like it flows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what appealed about coaching to me, is I felt like this could be my big umbrella. Like, I felt like this was a way to tie in all the pieces of my passions into one neat package and present it to whoever was interested.
Right.
Because, like you said, there's so many different ways that you can coach. And for me, I did want to take my social work experience, but I wanted to focus more on personal growth and transformation and moving people forward. But I also wanted to combine my art into that. So I think coaching will be a good fit for me.
It's fabulous. I think it flows really well together. And I was curious, as like when people show up for your workshops, your classes, and even your coaching clients, is it more people who gravitate towards a creative art, or is it people more curious that have never experienced it? What do you find? Who do you find showing up more?
It has been a big combination. Like I said, that first retreat, it was mostly people that were new to art or afraid of art or didn't think they could do art, but then they left with mm-hmm. these two gorgeous pieces that they were happy and proud of, and this
cute.
Whole new creative world opened up to them. It's been the same with my workshops. Like, some people that come are like crafty or arts oriented, but then there's other people who have never picked up a paintbrush before, or were told in the third grade that you can't paint the sky purple, you have no talent whatsoever. And then they gave that up for, you know, 20, 30 years until they came upon my class. And then they found out you can color the sky any color you want in this class, and that's okay.
See, similar nice. People experience that with their math class. They had that math trauma in elementary school, and then they said, oh, I
yeah.
have math. Same deal, but with art, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it must have happened to us somewhere. Bruce, it must have happened to us early childhood where somebody told us we couldn't draw.
Yeah, well, I worked in the school system for many years, and believe me, I was the one in the corner going, you can paint the sky any color you want. It's fine. Well, some
That's
of the
good.
Other teachers were walking around going, you know, you can't paint
the sky is blue.
Yeah, I was like, yes, you can.
I love that.
Excellent.
Let people be who they are, right?
Yeah.
And I love the notion of you know, really never having experienced being a creative artistic in that way, and then coming to a class like that and just letting it roll, you know? It's interesting. You know, I you know, this whole, you know, when people do the vision boards and stuff, you know, I joined a class with some fellow coaches and coaching teachers. And I found it really interesting how I just sort of like did my thing and then studied how, you know, the rest of the group, how they went at it. And it was so, each person went at it completely differently, very unique. I thought that was an observation I walked away with, you know, like the way I was doing it was so representative of me. I was just like racing through magazines. I'm an all, I want it all person. I had to get everything in there, and I had a book, and I just was racing to finish it and make sure I included everything I ever wanted in my life. And then other people were methodically just doing a couple things. You know what I mean? It was really interesting to me how people approach that.
Well, I also teach a vision board workshop called Dream Big, and, yeah, but it is interesting. So even in my classes where we're doing more of the painting or the collage, like you said, people approach it differently. They may have a certain style or a certain speed or a certain intention or a certain way they're thinking about it. So part of my job as their guide is to get them to If they are stressed out, I get them to relax a little bit. Or if they are getting stuck, I get them to move forward again. Or if they are afraid to get their hands dirty, like, I encourage people, like, touch the paint. Like, we're here to play. Like, it's okay to be messy. Like, my floor of my studio, thank God for my husband. Like, he is, my floor is covered in paint. Let's just put it that way. And he doesn't have a problem with that.
That's cool. That's cool. And it's probably beautiful, right?
Well, it's not to the beautiful point yet, but it will be someday. Just paint over the whole thing and call it done. But yeah, no, now it's just got blots here and blobs there.
It's a studio. It's a studio, right? That's so cool. That's so cool. And it's just so part of who you are as a person. And, you know, I just love it. It's almost like a nice melody, you know, when I hear you talking about what you do and how you work with people creatively. It feels like a song, you know what I mean, that when you speak. So it's really lovely. And it really draws me in. And I'm sure it's drawing in some of our listeners. How about, Do Art Will Travel? Have you thought about taking some of what you do on the road to different beaches, different communities? Can you or have you thought about that?
I can, and I am ready, willing, and able. So if you want me to come to you, shoot me an email. But yeah, I have done some traveling. So I don't do all my classes in my own studio. I've gone to yoga centers and done classes that I think would work well with their clients. I've done other expressive art centers, community centers. And then I have mostly the retreats that I've done. We have done one in the mountains, but I usually do go to the beaches, but I'm happy to go to other beaches. Like I said, any beach is a good beach for me. I love the beach.
Awesome. Jackie, it's been so nice to have you on today. How about telling people how they can reach you, Jackie, or how they can see your art and find out about what you have to offer?
So right now, I am working on my website this summer along with my coaching offerings, and I'm also working on creating a business Facebook page and a business Instagram. But for right now,
you have a blog, right?
Yes. So you can reach me on my blog, which is jackieturry.blogspot.com. And that's basically serving as my website for now. And then you can also reach me on my personal Facebook at Jackie Turry or my personal Instagram at Jackie Turry.
Fabulous, Charlie. Fabulous.
Yeah, so I would be happy for you to join me.
Thank you so much. It was just a joy to have you on today. And hopefully our listeners will be reaching out and sparking their creative flow.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day, Jackie.
Have a good rest of the day. You too.
Take care.
Bye. Say hi to the ocean for me. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sounds good. That sounds good. Well, that's a
great
coaching. Yeah, I know, right? Just really good stuff. So, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in for another great episode here on the Concierge Coaches Show. The show summary will be up. Don't forget to see us on the latalkradio.com site as well as on iTunes. We have everything updated for you on iTunes, and it's free. If you go there, you can listen to our podcast for free on prior shows, and we have a show summary. So, folks, I can be reached at conciergecoach.net and at Twitter at Cameron Coaches. Cindy, what's your contact info?
I can be reached directly at 714-943-6206 and at wisdomfoods, all one word, .com on my website.
All right, then. So we'll see everybody next week here on the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. See y'all then. Take care. Have a great week, everybody.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand only on LA Talk Radio.